WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Over the protests of many residents, Stanton City Council again votes to keep them from taking part in council meetings by phone. Vaccination providers around Virginia are now administering the Pfizer shot to anyone age 12 and older. And cities and counties around the state will soon get another infusion of cash for pandemic relief. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 14th. Stanton City Council again narrowly decided Thursday night not to allow residents to phone in during city meetings, which had been the practice during much of the pandemic. WHSV reports that peaceful protesters filled the room during the meeting as council voted 4-3 against the motion. City Council voted in April to stop holding meetings on Zoom, even as the pandemic continued. Councilwoman Brenda Mead made the motion Thursday night, saying that council needs to return access to city residents. Last night's vote put off another decision until June. Open meetings groups have criticized Stanton's policy, saying it violates the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act by making it much harder or impossible for disabled residents to participate. Vaccination providers around Virginia are now administering the Pfizer shot to anyone age 12 and older. Virginia's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula, says it's still important to get children vaccinated, even though they're less likely to develop severe cases of COVID-19.
The fact that they get asymptomatic or mild disease in some ways makes it more possible for them to spread COVID.
The Virginia Department of Education is encouraging local school divisions to hold vaccination clinics at schools. Avula says there are both individual and community benefits to getting kids vaccinated because they're less likely to contract or spread COVID-19. He also noted that fully vaccinated people don't have to quarantine after an exposure to the virus.
The fact that they don't have to be out of school for 7 to 14 days, the fact that they don't have to be out of sports teams or games for 7 to 14 days, all of those provide really practical benefits.
Virginia's public schools cannot currently mandate COVID-19 vaccination. That would require action by the General Assembly. Governor Ralph Northam said recently he believes that is unlikely. Virginia will receive more than $7 billion in pandemic relief funds from the American Rescue Plan. About $3 billion of that will go to counties, cities, and towns across the Commonwealth to boost underfunded public health systems, help small businesses, and repair public school buildings. Senator Tim Kaine spoke with reporters Thursday about how the legislation will help rebuild the nation's economy.
I think we're moving into not emergency relief, but rebuilding an economy and building it better than pre-COVID, because we have to build an economy that's more equitable and that's more sustainable.
Kaine says he's now shifting his focus to trying to pass the Biden administration's infrastructure proposal, which he says would transform the Commonwealth. Kaine has also introduced legislation to address federal law enforcement agencies' use of tear gas. He told reporters the bill aims to establish policies to limit the use of such riot control agents.
What we've tried to do is draw a clear line and point out that tear gas shouldn't be used against people who are not behaving violently.
Senator Kaine and his fellow Virginia Senator Mark Warner are also urging the Biden administration to take action to help whiskey makers in the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Here's something that might cause you to drink. The price of whiskey has gone up, thanks in part to the trade wars of the Trump era. Mac McCormick at McCormick's Big Whiskey Grill in Richmond says when the former president imposed his whiskey tariff, the price of one of his high-end bottles went from $2,000 to $2,500.
I don't know why Trump felt like putting tariffs on Scotch whiskeys and Irish whiskeys would make people drink more American whiskey, because that's not really the way the world works. Making Scotch more expensive to the consumers in the United States doesn't make them drink American whiskey.
The Trump years saw a series of tariffs and retaliatory tariffs. But now that Biden is in office, Senator Mark Warner and Senator Tim Kaine are urging the new administration to take action to get the European Union and the United Kingdom to end their retaliatory tariffs on our whiskey.
Nobody wins a tariff war, just like nobody wins a nuclear war.
Michael Farron at George Mason University's Mercatus Center says unwinding the trade wars of the Trump years won't be easy.
Tariffs on American whiskey going to the EU are tied to the tariffs against EU steel producers. If Americans get rid of their steel tariffs, then the EU will and UK will get rid of their whiskey tariffs.
That might not be as easy as it sounds, he says, because those tariffs help American steel workers and harm Virginia whiskey producers and Virginia whiskey drinkers. Michael Pope.
Finally today, also on Thursday, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit from State Senator Amanda Chase seeking to overturn her censure by the Virginia Senate. That censure came in response to Chase's attendance at the January 6th rally that turned into a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In the motion to dismiss the case, Attorney General Mark Herring argued that the Senate acted appropriately when issuing the censure. Herring also pointed to Chase's refusal to condemn the mob. She instead called them, quote, patriots who love their country. Chase has described the censure as a, quote, political hit job, saying she never encouraged anyone to breach the Capitol. Over the weekend, Chase lost her bid to be the state Republicans' nominee for governor this fall. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.